This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The counting of votes for assembly elections has been completed in Jammu and Kashmir, and it is in progress in Haryana. The latest trends and results indicate that Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has crossed the majority mark in the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. BJP has retained Haryana for the third consecutive term, while National Conference and Congress Alliance has crossed the halfway mark in the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. As per the latest report from Haryana, 89 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 47 assembly seats, Congress has won 39 seats and is leading in one, Indian National Lok Dal has got 2 seats, Independents have won 3 assembly constituencies. BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has registered victory from Ladwa seat with a margin of over 16,000 votes. State Minister Anil Vij has defeated independent candidate Chitra Sarwara from Ambala Cant seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda won Gadhi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak by more than 71,000 votes. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat from Congress also won from Jalana constituency. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, results for all the 90 seats have been declared. National Conference won 42 seats, Bharatiya Janata Party backed 29 seats, Indian National Congress won 6 seats, Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 3 seats, Jammu and Kashmir People Conference, Communist Party of India, Marxist and Aam Aadmi Party have got 1 seat each. Independents have won 7 seats. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has won from both the constituencies of Budgam and Gandharbal. Peerzada Mohammad Sayed of Congress has registered victory from Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference won Anantnag West seat. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference has registered victory in Handwara. Mohammad Yusuf Taregami of CPIM won from Kulgam Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir has won from Doru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Veri of National Conference has won from Shrigufwara Bijbehra seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on the 18th, 25th of September and the 1st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakrabarty was honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The best feature film was awarded to the Malayalam film Attam, while Aina was recognised as the best non-feature film. Rishabh Shetty received the Best Actor Award for his outstanding performance in the Kannada film Kantara, while the Best Actress Award was given to Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Mansi Parekh for the Gujarati film Kutch Express. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has announced to award the 2024 Nobel Prize in Physics to John H. Hopfield and Jeffrey E. Hinton for their foundational discoveries and inventions that enable machine learning through artificial neural networks. The two Nobel laureates used tools from physics to develop methods that form the foundation of modern-day powerful machine learning. John Hopfield created an associative memory capable of storing and reconstructing images and other patterns in data. Jeffrey Hinton invented a method that autonomously identifies properties in data and performs tasks such as recognizing specific elements in images. And on to sports now. In badminton, the 2024 Arctic Open kicks off today in Finland. Indian players PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will make their return to the court for the first time since the Paris Olympics. Other Indian participants in the tournament include Kidambi Srikanth, Akarshi Kashyap, Kiran George and Malvika Bansol. There will be no Indians in the men's doubles as Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have withdrawn from the event. The match between Malvika Bansol and Taiwanese player Sang Shuo Yun is in progress. The tournament will conclude on the 13th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.